Message number 405. To my sacred servants I say this. Do not make the first time. Tuesday, April 24, 2012 at 07:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, know that when a mission like the one I now bequeath to the world is as important as this, that many people will try to stop it. They will try to attack you and belittle those who recognize my voice as I try to impart my messages to the whole world. The scale of the hatred shown towards these messages delivered through you, the end-time prophet, will continue to escalate. Hear me now, all those who say they know me. I am preparing mankind for my second coming. If you believe in me, my teachings, and say that you know me, then know that I am sending my end-time prophet along with other prophets to make you worthy to enter my kingdom. To my sacred servants I say this. Do not make the mistake of your forebears who rejected me when I came the first time. Take heed and listen to my calling, for I need you to help me prepare the souls of my flock before the great miracle takes place. Did you think that I would not send my prophets to warn you? Did you think I would just herald my return without preparing you and allow souls to perish? For those of you who denounce my second coming and yet claim to understand my promise to humanity, shame on you. Your lack of humility means you cannot be cleansed with the Holy Spirit. You must call on me for this gift of discernment or walk away from me. You have let me down. You make me weep with frustration, for you are my servants given their responsibility for the salvation of souls, which is your ministry. Now that I called to you from the heavens, I beg you to respond to my call. I have many chosen souls who work with me to bring me the souls for whom I thirst. It is your duty to rise from your slumber and be alert to my call. Only those of you who truly love me will recognize my voice. Like a mother, an infant will recognize his own, and so you, my beloved servants, must call out to me as an infant to seek reassurance that it is I, your beloved Jesus, who beckons you to take my hand. I will lead you through a jungle of thorns over which you will have to step in order to reach the gates of my new paradise. Did I not tell you that I would come again to judge the living and the dead? Well, I will come soon, and I need you to help me bring all of God's children together as one. Very few now recognize me because of the veil of deceit which has fallen over the whole world. Many do not believe in God the Father. Few accept that I, Jesus Christ, his only Son, died to save them. Yet they are willing to believe in and idolize false gods which do not exist. How I weep with a terrible sadness when I witness young people laugh when my name is mentioned, and when they sneer at others who publicly admit that I exist. How I suffer the pain of my crucifixion when I see those who claim to be Christians refuse to proclaim my teachings publicly for fear of ridicule. The world has been deceived by the King of Lies. Only I can now bring hope and save God's children from the terrible destiny which is being planned to inflict terror across every nation by those armies of global powerful groups, including those under the control of the false prophet and the Antichrist. All my warnings given to my end-time prophet Maria Divine Mercy will come to pass. Until this happens, never forget that your allegiance is to me, your Savior Jesus Christ. Without my love and direction, you will find it impossible to steer the ship that is my holy church on earth. Wake up. Do not reject God's prophets. Many now claim to come in my name as the scriptures foretold, but do not offer the spiritual food which can only come from me. Many are coming forth now so that my main public voice to the world contained in these messages and these the end times will be dismissed. Prayer is your route back into my arms. Pray, pray, pray for the graces to open your eyes so that you can recognize me before it is too late. I need your help, your love and your loyalty. Remember, it was because of me that you took your sacred vows. Now that I call out to you, do not reject me. Embrace me and allow me to guide you so that you can lead my remnant church and salvage souls. I give you my special blessing and await you to respond to my call as follows in this crusade prayer. 49, Pledge of Loyalty for Christian Clergy. O Jesus, I am your humble servant. I pledge my love and loyalty to you. I beg you to give me a sign of your calling. Help me to open my eyes and witness your promise. Bless me with the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that I will not be deceived by those who claim to come in your name, but who do not speak the truth. Show me the truth. Allow me to feel your love, so that I can fulfill your most holy will. I ask you with a humble heart to show me the way in which I can help you to save the souls of humanity. Amen. Do not ignore my call. Do not reject me when I come once more. This time I come not only to save mankind once more, but to fulfill the divine will of my beloved Father God the Most High. Go in peace. Your beloved Jesus.